Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, before we bring on Gelby, Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in December, and it's stories and more with Iron Mike Tyson, and it's all updated stories if you saw his last show. We're giving away tickets, so if you want to win tickets, the code word today is IRON. Text the word IRON, I-R-O-N. To 20357. That's 20357. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. You can purchase tickets at Ticketmaster. But if you want to win the return of the mic, Mike Tyson tickets, text the word IRON to 20357. Zach Gelb, he can be heard nationally every weekday afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. And he comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York City. You're a big Pats fan, Gelby. Did you enjoy what you saw on Sunday from the Pats, or did it make you a little nervous watching the Dolphins claw their way back into that game?
I thought early on in the first half, I was getting ready to dance on the grave of Solana and Hockman. And then in the second half, I may or may not, when I was in the pool in Vegas, drinking a lot and watching the game, I may have had a few tweets in my draft saying the Patriots are just a first half team and they were horrible in the second half. Devon Achane, thank you very much. I'm a big Devon Achane guy, always have on this show.
We know.
I didn't know he was going to step out of bounds like that, so it works out perfectly. But actually, guys, I'm a little bit annoyed with you. Channing, no issues with him. I know what my relationship is with Channing. He came on my show a week ago. He was excellent. I get it. Channing and I, we're not going to be best friends. When he's in New York, he's not going to hit me up. But when I'm sitting there interviewing Dana White, and I have Dana White throwing up the U sign, and I text you three bozos, no response back from Hockman or Solana.
But he's been there. He's been showing up at Canes games. Like, he's decked out
still,
in Canes gear. You didn't have breaking news. All you were doing was telling us something we already knew.
But still, I got the photo for you. Here I am busting my ass when you guys don't pay me anything to do this segment. I'm giving you content left and right. I work harder on this show than Solana does, and you guys don't even give me a thank you text. So bleep you two.
I can't say that you work harder than Solana, because for the first 20 minutes of the show today, he was fixing wires and jiggling boxes.
Fine. I show up more on this show than Crowder does. I'm on time for all my segments.
I got a lot of jobs, Gelby.
How many times does Crowder just pop in 10 minutes into my segment? You know, be quiet, Steve Harvey. Shut up. Who cares?
And that's the thing, you know,
you're talking
Crowder,
to me.
Crowder could get Steve Harvey to throw up the U, Shaq to throw up the U, Kevin Hart to throw up the U, all the A-list celebrity he's with. Not him. He doesn't do anything. I'm with Gelby.
What? Yeah. How does this
and
turn back
Billy
on
me? And screw Billy Napier. And screw DJ Lagway. Let's go, Miami. The Cavender twins. Screw them. Carson Beck, baby. Mario Cristobal. Sid Rosenberg's dear friend, by the way.
dear friend.
Dear friend.
You a-holes, you don't respond back to me in a text. Disgusting.
It was probably
as offensive. It's almost as offensive as Solana going to Joe's Stone Crab and not even ordering the stone crabs, or then when his girlfriend says, or his fiance, hey, you should try it. He uses a fork and a knife with the stone crabs like a stunad.
I have to see when you texted us that picture, because we must. Yeah, it was Thursday night at 8:15 our time. Thursday night at 8:15, that's Thursday night football.
Right.
Yeah, we're watching Thursday night football.
Right. Oh, let's be real, Hawk. You're not watching Thursday night football. The only way you're watching is if you have money on it. So unless if you have a big bet.
Well, you think I didn't have money on it? Of course I had money on it.
You're probably watching Matt Mervis in the single A or something.
First of all, by 8:15, I'm still not even close to getting logged into Amazon Prime. I can't figure out how to get into that thing till at least 8:45.
Hawk's been asleep for an hour.
You're having your 17th avocado toast of the day, for crying out loud.
He's been sleep for an hour. 8:15, are you kidding me?
At a sports strip club at that point.
Look, as a Patriots fan,
yeah,
and I don't get into the they won the game and they lost the game, but that damn last drive, I came on Monday, I was embarrassed to cheer for the Dolphins after what they did that last drive. Is that fireable, or is that because who came on and said it was like that looks like we're headed in the direction of not running a team anymore.
Of a firing. Yes. That Mike McDaniel, like, I forget who was. It was yesterday, saying that that's the pathway to being fired as a head coach. The quarterback is complaining after the game that they can't get the right people in. You're calling timeouts when you need to be running quick plays. And that.
It was Acuna?
No, because Cuno's today.
Cuno wasn't. Yeah, it was like. It Appel. But you go from.
It was Appel. It was Appel.
First and 10 to now second and 20, and you're down by 6. Like, what are we doing here?
I'm shocked that you guys didn't win the game. Like, I know we're having fun here with how that ended when they got the ball back. And I've been extremely critical of Mike McDaniel. I've been critical of Tua. I thought Tyreek was going to be a disaster this year, and I still think inevitably he'll get traded. But how they didn't win that game, Milton Williams was phenomenal. But still, for Mike McDaniel, they're going to get slaughtered probably by the Bills. If they could just keep it like 28-17, it almost feels like it's a victory, even if they lose that game. But the next two games after that, I think you guys play the Jets and the Panthers. You lose one of those games, I don't understand how Stephen Ross justifies keeping this coach around. But Stephen Ross is the same guy that has employed your general manager, Chris Greer, for 7,000 years. So who the heck knows what he's going to do?
Were you impressed by the Patriots, though? I know you're saying you can't believe the Dolphins didn't win, and we've talked a lot about the Dolphins. I think you're in the same boat with us. Inevitably, Mike McDaniel is going to lose his job. But are you impressed at all by the Patriots through 2 weeks? I mean, finally, their quarterback gets a win. But who was it, Ben Volen yesterday, that told us that's only the second time where he starts and finishes a game and he actually earns a victory? So, I don't know, like, the idea that the Patriots with Vrabel were going to be number two in the AFC East, I'm not feeling too great about that.
I'll say this. Let's look at what he's working with. The offensive line is improved, but it's still a problem. They have some good running backs this year, but the wide receivers, you still don't have. I know they have Stephon Diggs, but he's not Stephon Diggs of old. You still don't have a bona fide number one wide receiver. Like, I'd be curious to see, even though the Dolphins' offensive line is no good, if you put Devon Achane, if you put Tyreek Hill, if you put Jalen Waddle with Drake May, I think that would be a really fun offense to watch. I like the way that Drake May played in the game. It may be his best game as a pro, but last year he put lipstick on a pig and he really had nothing to work with, and he was turning garbage into gold constantly. I look at Drake May, I see a little of Josh Allen. I see a little of Justin Herbert. I see a little of Matthew Stafford, but they got to surround him with more talent. And with that being said, in week one to week two, here's the biggest difference. Week one, they had a conservative game plan. They were calling it like Tom Brady was the quarterback. You now have a mobile quarterback, a dual threat quarterback, a guy that if everything gets cooking, you hope he could be a Josh Allen, a Justin Herbert, a Matthew Stafford, those types of guys. You got to start calling a more aggressive approach on offense, which they did to their credit up against the Miami Dolphins. So am I walking away saying, oh, my goodness gracious, this team is great? Absolutely not. But I do look at the Patriots as they could still be the second best team in the AFC East. And you don't even have to be that good to be the second best team in the AFC East. The Jets stink. Their fans took a moral victory in week one, and they got embarrassed in week two. Mike McDaniel, he is insufferable at the podium, and now Tua can't stand his guts. So the Patriots, if they could just get to 7-8 wins, they'll be the second best team in the AFC East.
Do you see a pathway tomorrow night for the Dolphins not to be embarrassed? I'm not even saying winning the game. I'm saying a pathway to it not being an embarrassing night of primetime football for the Dolphins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, two things. One, short week. It's divisional game. Those games could be close. So that's one. If I had to give you more of a football perspective, that Bills secondary, I know Justin Fields was horrible, but that's more so Justin Fields. We saw the way that the Ravens moved the ball up against them for 3.5 quarters. This got to be a massive Tyreek Hill Tua Tagovailoa game. You know, they got to use their speed. If they use their speed to their advantage and don't turn the ball over early, they could keep it close. But at the end of the day, as long as Josh Allen is healthy, I just don't see how he doesn't do enough to at worst case scenario, squeak by with like a 23-20 victory.
And Gilby, big picture, NFL all around. Who's surprising you? Because I knew the Chargers would be better with Harbaugh. They look like they can really compete in the AFC. Who's surprising you right now?
Yeah, Jesse Minter will be a head coach one day, their defensive coordinator. For them, it's all about getting wins now because eventually the Chiefs will get things going. It's going to sound like a lame answer, but it's the Packers. Like, I knew the Packers were going to be good. We knew the Packers were going to be good before they got Micah Parsons. But now it feels like the Packers are maybe the best team in the NFL and a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And you look at what they were able to do in their first 2 weeks. They smothered the Lions, and then they did a very nice job up against the Commanders. Lions were the one seed last year in the NFC, and the Commanders were in the NFC Championship game. So if I'm a Packers fan, I would be very, very, very happy. I think the surprise parts are more on the negatives. Like, you look at the Kansas City Chiefs being 0-2, extremely disappointing. The Bengals, ironically, they're 2-0, but now Joe Burrow's going to be out for 12 weeks. So there's disappointment there with the Burrow injury, and we'll see if Jaden Daniels plays this week. I know he's iffy right now, they said.
If you had to redraft the quarterbacks from the Burrow to Herbert Hurts draft, who are you taking first overall? Who are you taking second, third, and so on? Because obviously, you know, it was Joe Burrow at the time, but another injury, and with the way Herbert's playing, I know Burrow's been to the Super Bowl, Gel, but I do think there's an argument right now that if you had to redraft and look at longevity and everything, Hurts and Herbert might be
wait
one
a second.
And two.
Why is Tua not part of this equation? He seems to be more durable this season than most NFL quarterbacks.
Oh, no, he is part of the equation. He's last.
The YouTube comments are going to be killing you on that one. If we were doing that draft over again, I would go Burrow, still one, even though it's starting to look a little Andrew Luck-like, and he's getting hit as much as David Carr, but I would still go Burrow one. He took the Bengals to the freaking Super Bowl, for crying out loud. I then would have to give the slight edge to Jalen Hurts, too, just because of the clutch gene. Now, you have to build the right team around him. But he's outplayed Mahomes now twice in a Super Bowl. Herbert would then be three. And if you put Herbert two and Hurts three, I wouldn't crush you for it in this conversation for the draft. And then fourth would be Tua Tagovailoa.
Jordan Love, I think, was that draft too, right? Late in the second round?
No, first round. They traded back up to go get him. That's when Aaron Rodgers put the four fingers in the scotch. I would put Jordan Love in front of Tua too.
Oh, boy. I can't even argue with them.
I wish I could. Let me tell you, my favorite part of Channing Crowder's appearance on my show was he goes, Gelby, I hate to say this because you're going to clip it and you're going to use it against me, but you were right on Mike McDaniel. You were right on Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, Crowder, let me bet your ass I clipped that. Let me ask you something real quick because I asked this of someone yesterday. Mike McDaniel, let's say he doesn't make it through the season or makes it through the season and then gets fired after that. Is he a head coaching candidate moving forward for teams who are in need of a head coach?
So he hasn't been miserable. Like, they have made the playoffs twice under Mike McDaniel. But hearing him speak, I don't know how he even got the job. Like, that dude at the podium, guys could talk themselves out of future jobs. To me, moving forward, he's an offensive coordinator. You know, maybe he wants to get involved in the college game. I think that could be interesting. But I don't think he's NFL head coaching material. I've said this 2 years ago. I'll say it again. I got the coaching ick with Mike McDaniel. You know, I have the coaching ick now with Ben Johnson. And that was before the start of the season. What he said about Matt LaFleur, win a game first before you start talking crap about Matt LaFleur. Your offense can't do much. You're criticizing the tush-push, saying it's not an explosive play. You're the Bears. You never had a 4,000-yard passer in your franchise's history. You take a first down. You take a touchdown, even if it comes the way of the tush-push. And then the most egregious one, I'm a Michigan guy. I like Colston Loveland, but he's nowhere close to the player that Tyler Warren is. How the heck did they not draft Tyler Warren in front of Colston Loveland? So Ben Johnson, sorry, Hawk. I know I'm going after you today, killing the Dolphins and killing your Bears.
You can't not believe in Ben Johnson after two games. You can start to not believe in Caleb Williams, but you can't not believe in Ben Johnson.
Maybe he goes on to be a good coach. I had the ick with him. I've had the ick with him before the season.
Well, you were right on Mike McDaniel. He did have the ick on Mike McDaniel a while ago.
I've only given the ick out to one other coach. That was Mike McDaniel. Now we're trying it with Ben Johnson. We'll see how that works in a year or two when I still work for you guys and not get paid a single dime to do the segment.
Okay, well, Eberflus and Ben Johnson, who you have the ick with, Caleb Williams with a Sean McVay. Like, could Caleb still be good? Because we see the talent. He looks bad in games.
You know what it is? Some guys are just not made to be an alpha and a leader. This kid has talent. He's elusive. I just don't know if he galvanizes that locker room. And when things don't go right and quarterbacks, especially young quarterbacks, you have to overcome adversity. In week one, I know it was terrible in week two for J.J. McCarthy, but J.J. McCarthy embarrassed himself and then somehow won NFC Offensive Player of the Week. That kid has moxie. That kid has toughness. For Caleb, he has so much talent, more talent than J.J. McCarthy. But he just doesn't have the adversity and the toughness gene yet.
Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. We immediately let any guest go when we hear them utter that kid has moxie. That's just a show rule we've had.
It's all right. Jimmy has moxie. I love Jimmy. He's my favorite person.
Jimmy does have moxie.
F all three of you clowns. Goodbye.
He fits at the WFAN studios. He's perfect.
I can't tweet out a you picture, man.
He's perfect. He's absolutely perfect.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.